Peace, family, peace, peace. Welcome back to the Black Abyss. And in this episode, we will talk about love does not conquer all. And we must understand this, that love does not conquer all. Be glad that it has conquered you. You see, when you got the light, everybody wants the light. Everybody is coming for the light. Do you understand that the light that people see is not what you have on? It's not what you're driving. It is the smile that they see penetrating from your vessel. Because happiness is expensive and they want to know, how can you afford it? Where did you get the light? They want a piece of the light. This is why people are always around us, even if they do not like us. Do you understand that? People want access to us. Some people want a conversation. Some people want our validation. Some people, right, want us to pour into them. Some people want to emotionally dump on us. People want a piece of our light. People don't love us. They love the way we love them. Do you understand? There are people who are in relationships with narcissistic people. It's not because the narcissist loves you. It's because they love the way you love them. Everybody wants a piece of the light. We must understand this polarity. And understanding that on one side is love and the other side is fear. Fear is the opposite of love, not hate. Do you understand? We love the parts of people that they want us to know. And we love the parts of them that they want us to know. Do you understand this concept? It is the light people are after. And some of us try to pour our light into people thinking that they have the light too. They do not possess the light. They are on the other side of the polarity. Their light has been inverted. They are black holes. They can only eat light. So we have to go through this burning process of life to understand that life does not conquer all. Most of us are stuck in romanticism. We think that if I'm nice to you, you will be nice to me. We are supposed to protect that light. It is our job to protect the light, or we will be extracted and robbed of our light. Because there are people in this world who are morally bankrupt. And that is none of our business how they feel about us and where they are. We are supposed to recognize the vibration they are on in order to protect our light. There is a great threat here. There is energy eaters. There are entities that need to be fed. And some of these vessels, they must be fed, and they feed on our light. How people respond to us say a lot about who we are. Do you understand that? How people respond to us says a lot about who we are. If they reject us, right? They reject our light. If they reject our smile, if they reject our hugs, if they reject our help, do you understand? If they don't like us, if they are jealous, they're envious, it says a lot about who we are. Our opponents recognize our strength. Our opponents see our power. Love does not conquer all. You must understand that. You are truly in the spiritual war. We must remove the obligation of having to give light where it is not wanted. And our inability to understand that will allow us to suffer other people. They will come for us. They will hunt us down. That's why people pleasing gets you nowhere. People want our light. Love does not conquer all. Be glad that it has conquered you. Do you understand? We have returned back to our origin, the origin of our childhood. You see, one thing that's fascinating about children, I always remind people, is that children live in a pure state of love. See, if you spank a child will come back an hour later and say, "Mommy, I love you," because they don't hold grudges. You see, a child will play with anyone until you give them the awareness that that person is dangerous. You see, a child is not desensitized or sedated from giving their life until you give them the awareness of it. This is why I remind people, there is no child knows that they are poor until you tell them they're poor. Do you understand? You give them the awareness of it. So now we become adults, and most of us have lost that light. But we must find our way back to it, because it is only the inverted light that we are harnessing. And then that inverted light is eating the light of other souls, other vessels, other people on this planet. And we must allow them to be in that dark place, in that further. Because our job here is not to save anyone. Our job is to help people see the greatness in themselves so that they can save themselves. We know we have the light. We must be aware of it. We know that when we walk down the street, when we walk into a room, that we change the vibration. Not only do we change the vibration, but we feel the vibration of ourselves, our frequency being interrupted. You see, we walk into a room and all attention is given to us. But our inability to perceive what is happening here, if we do not quickly discern what is happening here, we blame ourselves. We look at ourselves as the lesser, but in fact, we are changing the energy in the room, because everybody is watching us because they can see the light and they want the light. And they are disturbed by the light. They are disturbed by the fact that you are smiling and you are glowing. It disturbs them. And in the same moment, you can feel the disturbance of your frequency. You can feel the fear. You can feel the soul telling you that you need to remove yourself from this particular place. And what happens is that you think that you can pour light into the place that is rejecting the light. We are only to give light where light is returned back to us. It is called alternate and direct current. When you plug a microwave into the wall, the microwave is useless without giving its love to the outlet. And then the outlet gives his love, and they call it alternate and direct current. And they are sharing the energy. One gives its energy, the other gives its back. This is why we heal people when we walk into a room. People are happy to see us. They smile because they recognize the light. And because they have the light too, they smile when they see us. And when we hug you, you hug us back because they recognize the light and then they give us the light. You see, even in conversation, when we send the words, our vibration of words across space and time, by the time it reaches the other person in the room, they smile. That means we know that words, that the ability for us to send our vocal vibration to another person, in whatever we said, they smiled and they laughed. That means they received our light. And by them smiling and laughing, they accept our light. We're supposed to protect that light. Do you understand? It is our gold. It is our currency. It is our power. It must be guarded at all costs. We are the light bearers. You must recognize, as the light bearer, that you have enemies, that they are predators, and your inability to recognize that will be detrimental to you. They are predators, they are people who are coming, right? Sociopaths, narcissists, users, abusers, they want our light. But they can't wield our light. They only want to feed off of it. Meaning that the narcissist cannot love you back no matter how much light you give them. Because they are not of the light. And if you're not of the light, you cannot be in the light. You can only consume the light. Understand that. That love does not conquer all. Be glad that it has conquered you. Love and light.